Finding your way around any new place can be daunting, but Managua, a city of more than a million people in the capital of Nicaragua, may win the prize for being the most inscrutable city of all. Managua lost its old, orderly city plan more than 30 years ago when an earthquake struck. What grew up in its place is a system that's sometimes perplexing, even to the natives. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Imagine a place where the streets have no names.
If you can see, there are no signs on the streets at all.
Addresses are scarce as well. Lifelong resident Maria Espinoza zigzags through her parents' neighborhood, past rows of sherbet-colored houses behind elaborate iron grates. Only a few have numbers, and these are in no particular order.
That's the seventh block, and this will be the third. So it's no sequential number to the house development.
So 4, 5, and 6 are missing?
No, they're no missing, but I don't know where they are. This will be east. This will be west. And then going up will be south. Okay?
If you're going up to the mountains, that is. Otherwise, as tour guide Julio Cesar Flores explains, up means east.
For us, the north is the lake. Okay, the south is the mountain. The east for us is up, because that's where the sun comes up, you know, that's up. And right there is down.
Flores is pointing west. A busload of American tourists listen wide-eyed and open-mouthed as Flores explains how Managuans find their way around without street names, addresses, or conventions like north, south, east, and west. We swerve around a traffic circle with a horse in the middle of it. Not a statue, a live horse grazing. This is a landmark. So is the new gas station on the right. Managua has thousands of these reference points, and these, it turns out, are the key to navigation. Flores explains how you would address a letter.
If you're going to write to me, for example, I'm going to give you the direction like this. From the parking area that is called Rocargo, 3 blocks to the lake, on the left hand side, where there is a big tree that is called Genizaro. My house is painted in white and blue.
That is what you actually write on the envelope. Managuans must learn the locations of trees, parking lots, buildings, and places where these used to be. People can be landmarks as well. Native Managuan Marta Cecilio Fayayos describes her favorite reference point person, the Mano Peluda.
Which means hairy hands. Can you imagine? That funny, ugly name. It is a lady, and everybody knows where she lives.
In one neighborhood, a key landmark is a car.
Because the car was parked for maybe 10 years, 5 years. So everybody knew where the car, the yellow car, was parking. This is crazy. I know this is crazy, but it's the way we are with the addresses.
It wasn't always this way. Julio Cesar Flores and his bus wend their way lake, that is, north. The buildings give way to vast, scruffy meadows.
Okay, that's the place, that's the former downtown of Managua. All these empty places that you see right here, there were buildings here. All the activity was just done here in this area.
Then, in 1972, Nicaragua's capital was hit by a massive earthquake. It killed an estimated 10,000 people and left 300,000 homeless. Juan Carlos Pereira runs Nicaragua's investment promotion agency.
You're basically talking about your capital city, you know, disappearing. 80% of the city actually sort of, you know, rubble. And in fact, the problem was that the city was built on a humongous fault.
Pereira says it wasn't safe to rebuild in the old areas where the streets had names and the buildings had numbers. Instead, the city grew organically.
The areas that became Managua were old suburbs that weren't really established in a sort of, you know, planned way. We had the earthquake in 72, then we had the war in 79. We had a tough couple decades in the 70s and 80s.
Recently, Nicaragua's postal agency decided the time had come to modernize Managua's map by reintroducing street names and numbers. But the proposal went nowhere. It was going to cost too much money, and Managuans insist their system works just fine. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.